Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. Blizzard has announced that its games will be returning to mainland China in the summer of 2024, marking the end of almost a year and a half hiatus from the market. This decision follows a new publishing deal reached between Blizzard and NetEase, the latter being Blizzard's previous partner in China. The agreement covers all the games that were accessible to Chinese players under the previous deal, including popular titles like Overwatch, Diablo, and World of Warcraft. The hiatus began in January 2023, when Blizzard's games were taken offline in China due to the inability of Blizzard and NetEase to reach a new publishing agreement. However, with the renewed commitment between the two companies, Chinese players can look forward to accessing Blizzard's legendary games once again. More details about the relaunch will be provided in the future. In addition to the deal between Blizzard and NetEase, Microsoft, which now owns Blizzard, has entered into a separate agreement with NetEase. This partnership aims to bring NetEase games to Xbox and other platforms, further expanding the gaming options for players worldwide. Phil Spencer, head of Xbox, expressed his excitement about welcoming back millions of players in China to the Blizzard universes and emphasized Microsoft's commitment to making more games accessible to players globally. This new agreement comes after a period of tension between Blizzard and NetEase in November 2022, during which their original publishing contract was set to expire. Despite the challenges, Blizzard apparently remained determined to find alternative ways to reintroduce its games to the Chinese market, eventually reaching a new agreement with NetEase. Blizzard has announced that a significant update to World of Warcraft Classic, reintroducing the Cataclysm expansion, will be released on May 20th. Prior to that, on April 30th, players can expect a pre-patch event to kick off the excitement. The Cataclysm expansion, originally released in 2010, brought substantial changes to the game world. It introduced playable Worgen and Goblins, unleashed the Dragon Deathwing on Azeroth, and transformed the landscape of the main continents. With the full expansion on May 20th, Classic players can anticipate 7 new zones, 9 dungeons, 3 raid dungeons, and the archaeology profession. Flying will also be introduced to Kalimdor and Eastern Kingdoms. The transformation of the landscape will result in the introduction of numerous new quests and the disappearance of old ones. Some of the notable changes include the splitting of the barons, the submerging of Thousand Needles underwater, and alterations to Darkshore's coastline. Additionally, Deathwing will roam the skies and randomly set zones on fire, adding an element of unpredictability. World of Warcraft Classic is accessible to anyone with a World of Warcraft subscription. Currently, Classic servers are in the final days of the Wrath of the Lich King expansion, with all raids and dungeons from that era available for players to enjoy, including Ice Crown Citadel. EA has announced that Battlefield 2042 Season 7 will be the final season as the development of the connected Battlefield universe gains momentum. In a blog post, Battlefield General Manager Byron Bede revealed that it's time for the franchise to transition from the present to the future. As a result, EA will continue supporting Battlefield 2042 with ongoing maintenance, in-game challenges, events, and modes, but will be moving away from the seasonal structure after Season 7 concludes in June. Bede acknowledged that this news might be disappointing to some fans, but emphasized that the decision was made to allocate resources fully to what comes next for the series. In the interim, EA plans to deliver more content as part of Season 7, which began in March. This includes a revamped map based on the stadium from Hourglass, a new LMG, 2 additional in-game events, and another vehicle. Battlefield 2042 faced criticism upon its release in 2021, with concerns raised about its 128-player matches and the specialist system, among other issues. However, over the years, the game has managed to improve its reputation to some extent, although it still holds a mixed rating on Steam. Vince Zampella, Group GM of both Respawn and Battlefield, previously described the Battlefield Connected Universe as an "and" strategy, indicating EA's commitment to evolving and growing Battlefield 2042. However, more than 2.5 years after its initial release, it appears that EA is ready to move forward already. EA has reaffirmed that its Iron Man game is still in development, despite recent additions to its studio's responsibilities for the Battlefield franchise. Motive, a Montreal-based studio, has been added to the list of owned studios working on the Battlefield franchise, joining Criterion, DICE, and Ripple Effect. However, Motive's involvement in Battlefield will not affect the development of the Iron Man game. Patrick Klaus, the general manager of Motive Studio, stated in a blog post that a group of developers from Motive, including Philippe Ducharme, executive producer, and Roman Campos Oriola, creative director, who worked on the Dead Space remake, will join Criterion, DICE, and Ripple Effect to further enhance the Battlefield franchise. Meanwhile, development on the Iron Man game continues to progress. Klaus mentioned that the Iron Man project, led by Olivier Proulx, executive producer, and Ian Fraser, creative director, has made significant progress this year, reaching a major internal milestone and establishing a strong foundation for future development. He emphasized that Iron Man remains a crucial priority for Motive, and he expressed pride in the work accomplished so far. Although Klaus did not provide new assets or a release window for the Iron Man game, the project was initially announced in September 2022 as an all-new single-player action-adventure game, marking the first of three Marvel video games coming from EA. Motive confirmed in October 2023 that it was developing Iron Man using Unreal Engine 5, with the project receiving focus after the successful release of the Dead Space remake earlier that year. We're still early in pre-production and taking our time to make sure we set the best possible foundation for development, EA Motive stated previously. But already, we're finding so many opportunities to explore story, design, and gameplay with Iron Man, and it's exciting to see the fantasy start coming alive. The peace that briefly settled over Super Earth in Helldivers 2 has been shattered as the automatons launch a massive invasion fleet, prompting a new call to arms from developer Arrowhead. Despite players celebrating the apparent eradication of the automaton threat during Operation Swift Disassembly, the return of the relentless machines has caught the Helldivers community off guard. Following the release of new patch, the automatons have resurfaced with renewed ferocity, signaling the beginning of a full-scale assault on Cyberstan and neighboring planets. Arrowhead's latest major order implores Helldivers to stand firm against this unexpected invasion, emphasizing the need to repel the automatons' advance and protect Super Earth from imminent destruction. The galaxy map has been updated to reflect the arrival of the invasion fleet, offering Helldivers access to new battlegrounds as they strive to push back the mechanical menace. With just 3 days to mount a successful defense of at least 5 planets, the Helldivers community faces a daunting challenge. The outcome of this battle remains uncertain, and the consequences of failure are unknown. As Helldivers mobilize to confront the automaton onslaught, the fate of Super Earth hangs in the balance once more. Ubisoft has unveiled the release date for Star Wars Outlaws, along with an action-packed trailer that sets the stage for an exciting adventure in a galaxy far, far away. Scheduled for release on August 30th, 2024, Star Wars Outlaws promises to immerse players in the underworld between the events of The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. The game follows the journey of Kay Vess, a daring scoundrel thrust into the midst of a tumultuous period marked by the dominance of the Empire and the resilience of the Rebel Alliance. As Vess finds herself targeted by the notorious crime lord Sliro of the Zerik Besh Syndicate, players must navigate a perilous path to freedom by orchestrating a daring heist to secure her escape. The trailer offers a tantalizing glimpse into Vess's adventure, teeming with iconic Star Wars elements, such as encounters with Jabba the Hutt, the infamous Han Solo frozen in carbonite, and thrilling confrontations with creatures like the Sarlacc and Krayt Dragon. Alongside Vess, players will assemble a diverse crew aboard the Trailblazer, journeying across Tatooine and beyond to explore open worlds on planets like Kijimi, Akiva, Tashara, and Cantonica. Star Wars Outlaws promises a rich tapestry of species, including Twi'leks, Mon Calamari, Gamorreans, Weequays, Sulistans, and more, immersing players in the vibrant tapestry of the Star Wars universe. Emphasizing the focus on scoundrels and the underworld, the trailer eschews Jedi, lightsabers, and the Force in favor of a gritty narrative centered on cunning and survival. Players eager to embark on this thrilling adventure can pre-order Star Wars Outlaws now, with the option to access the game 3 days early by subscribing to Ubisoft Plus or purchasing the Gold or Ultimate Edition. The Ultimate Edition offers additional bonuses such as the Sabacc Shark Bundle, Rogue Infiltrator Bundle, and a digital art book, providing fans with an immersive experience in the heart of the Star Wars galaxy. In addition, it has been revealed that the game will require an internet connection for installation, according to information found on the game's box art and pre-order details available on various retailer websites. The box art for the physical copy of the game prominently states, "Internet required to install the game alongside the ESRB rating," indicating that players will need to be connected online during the initial installation process. This requirement applies even to those who purchase a physical copy of the game. While the specifics regarding the size of the installation remain unclear, Ubisoft has confirmed to IGN that an internet connection will indeed be necessary for both the installation of Star Wars Outlaws and its subsequent updates. However, once the game is installed, players will have the freedom to play offline. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.